This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Today we will hear from the Gillespie FFA chapter. Yesterday afternoon, I visited their classroom and had a conversation with FFA advisor Rick Spencer.
This is my 32nd year of teaching. I feel like it started yesterday, and I got a couple more years left. I've been very blessed here to have some great students, not only in welding, but horticulture and also agriculture, and the FFA kids have been great. I can't complain about that. I've had some great officers and great participation over the years. For example, this past summer, back in May, we placed fourth again in the horticulture state contest, and I think we placed third or fourth in the last 4 years up there. And some of the kids I have worked very hard for that. Nicole Miller just graduated this past May and is now going to Western Illinois University, and she had been on that team for 4 years. And she also received her state FFA degree this past summer at the state convention, so she did some great things while here, and she was our president this past year. But this year we have Marissa Harkey as our president, and also Emily Harzi, who is our vice president here. She was elected as section reporter, and she was at Elite Conference yesterday. So she's pretty involved. She was a queen candidate. I think she got Miss Black Diamond Days this past summer, and so she's been pretty busy with that. Matter of fact, last week her picture was in the paper. She was down pouring concrete for a sidewalk job we were doing. So kids have been very involved. We're working on a landscape also, besides doing concrete and also putting in some lawns. So they're getting a lot of hands-on work here, as well as doing some FFA contests.
So it sounds like you've had great experience so far this year, but you also have some more events coming up.
We do. We have horse judging that's coming up, and then forestry, which is a very competitive contest, and the kids really enjoy preparing for that. They get a chance to identify trees, as well as measuring trees, figuring how many logs are in the tree. They get to identify equipment for forestry, and then they also do map reading, legal land description. So it's a pretty stringent contest, and it's usually between us and Jerseyville and Edwardsville, and the kids really look forward to that contest. Of course, they get out of school too to go to Pierre Marquette, which is a great opportunity to see a beautiful facility like what they have there. So you'd asked me earlier about the farming operation. I kind of got away from that, but we kind of look forward to getting into taking crops out. Grain prices aren't quite where we'd like for them to be, but look forward to getting the beans out. The beans look pretty good. They have a lot of pods on them. We've had plenty of rain, of course, moisture, and I think the corn, for the most part, is going to be okay, but not as good as everybody would like for it to be. It had a lot of rain this summer and a lot of nitrogen loss, but we don't farm as much as we used to, but I enjoy it. But I enjoy farming about as much as I do teaching.
Well, and with harvest and your farming operation also comes homecoming, and you had said that Carlinville is your rivalry this year, and are you guys going to be preparing a homecoming float as well?
Kids are looking forward to that. They are going to prepare a float. That's October 2nd is our homecoming, so the kids are going to make a nice float, I'm sure. They're looking forward to Mr. Virginie coming down. Of course, he was our coach here last year, and I think he's helping out with Carlinville, so there's kind of a sour spot there for the the kids to get him back. So no offense, Mr. Virginie, so if you hear this. But, I also want to tell the audience, too, that we're going to have our alumni pork chop cookout here on Sunday, October 18th, which is 11 to 1. It's a drive-through, and there'll be more information out, and we'll have tickets available. So check the newspapers or check with me, and we'll get tickets to you.
Once again, that was Gillespie FFA advisor Rick Spencer. We'll be back with more after these messages. The USDA's Biofuels Infrastructure Partnership Program awarded Illinois $12 million in grant funds. Illinois Corn Communications Director Tricia Braid has more on this story.
U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack announced that Illinois will be receiving $12 million in grant funds as part of the USDA's Biofuels Infrastructure Partnership Program. The so-called BIP program, announced by USDA back in May of this year, aims to provide matching funds that will support the installation of ethanol infrastructure to move more ethanol into our nation's fuel supply. Specifically, USDA was looking to encourage infrastructure for higher blends like E15 or E85. That matched up perfectly with the goals of the Illinois Corn Marketing Board, who, using farmer checkoff dollars, has committed over $1 million to supporting the installation of fuel pumps that will dispense higher blends. Lou Lamoureux, the immediate past chairman of the Illinois Corn Marketing Board, explains the checkoff program investment.
We in Illinois have put over $1 million into the blender pump program. Well, checkoff funds are producer funds to create more demand for corn, and we all know what the corn price is right now. Corn price is depressed. We're looking for greater demand for corn, greater uses for corn, as well as benefits to the public, more choices at the pump, cheaper gas prices.
USDA's information indicates that the Illinois grant will support the installation of about 428 new pumps in the state. The anticipated program applicants are in the highest volume fuel areas of the state, meaning we can anticipate even higher levels of ethanol demand. So how will the grants be implemented? The secretary explains that it was the states that actually had to make the grant application, but that there will be public and private dollars invested, including those from groups like corn farmers here in Illinois.
States will be working with convenience store and petroleum marketing operators and the corn growers and others who are contributing to funds that will help sponsor expanded fuel availability of blended fuels. In some states, it may very well be state resources. I know in the state of Iowa's got its own program that provides help and assistance. Other states may have similar programs, or it may just simply be folks within groups within those states, corn growers, for example, who put resources together.
Illinois Corn Marketing Board looks forward to seeing the specifics of the grant awarded to the state of Illinois, and we anticipate a great partnership to leverage our corn checkoff dollars with the state, private petroleum marketers and fueling stations, and the American Lung Association in Illinois to support corn demand by pumping more ethanol. It's good for the consumer, it's good for the environment, it's good for the economy, and it's definitely good for corn prices.
Once again, that was Tricia Braid, Communications Director for Illinois Corn. In local news, I recently had a chance to catch up with Ed Murphy of Murphy's Mules in Farmersville. Ed and his family have been very busy this summer, and their hard work has paid off.
We was at Illinois State Fair, and then we just came home from DuQuoin State Fair, and that's going to end the mule showing season for 2015.
And how did you guys do at those fairs?
We won everything that we deserved. And we had the champion horse mule at Illinois, and the mule was also champion horse mule at DuQuoin.
Well, congratulations. You guys had a very successful season, it sounds like.
Yes, it was very successful. I guess I've now infected my granddaughters because they're interested in showing the mules and driving the mules and help wash the mules. So it's, I guess that's my goal.
Well, so this sounds like it's a family operation. So how did your family get started with this? It started with your grandfather.
Yes, I went with my grandfather, William Murphy. I was 9 years old, went to a county fair. The first time I'd ever been away from home at a fair, spending the night. And I was always impressed with the stories that the mule people had. They seemed to be, you know, pretty colorful people. They was all farmers. They all had great stories. And I was always fascinated just listening to their stories. And, you know, from then I just started going with him as a worker or helper. And, you know, any chance I could get to show the mules, I did.
Once again, that was Ed Murphy of Murphy's Mules in Farmersville. If you are interested in learning more about the Murphy family and their mules, join us again tomorrow during the noon hour to hear more of my interview with Ed and learn about their orphan mule named Hope. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.